us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you from wherever you are, whenever you are, and whoever you are, to this discussion of words of inspiration. If you've been with us this week, you know that we have been discussing the principles of effective prayer. And on today, we are going to discuss praying in the name of Jesus. Our scripture of inspiration comes from John 14, verse 6, which reads, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praying in the name of Jesus should be more than a ritualistic phrase at the end of our prayers. It should embody a profound truth and spiritual posture that significantly impacts the efficacy of our prayers. It acknowledges that Jesus is the mediator between humanity and God the Father. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus has granted believers access to the Father, enabling us to come boldly before the throne of grace. Therefore, invoking his name in prayer is an affirmation of this granted access and authority. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray for things that are consistent with his character, teachings, and purposes. It implies a desire for our prayers to align with God's will rather than our own selfish desires. This alignment ensures that our prayers are not just expressions of personal wishes, but our requests that further the kingdom of God and reflects his righteous desires for us and the world. Otherwise, you may be praying amiss. The concept of praying amiss is touched upon in the Bible, notably in James 4, verse 3, where it is written, You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. To pray amiss means to pray with wrong motives, focusing on selfish desires or material gains rather than seeking God's will and the kingdom. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we're saying we understand who he is and what his purpose was on earth. Jesus' life was characterized by unwavering obedience to God the Father. In John 6, verse 38, he says, For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. This included enduring the cross for the joy set before him, highlighting his submission to God the Father's will, even in suffering. Jesus himself promised that whatever is asked in his name would be done by the Father, which is found in John 14, verses 13 through 14. This promise gives believers confidence when praying, not because of our own merits, but because of Jesus' righteousness and his standing with the Father. Praying in his name reminds us that our confidence is rooted in him and his finished work on the cross. In the context of spiritual warfare, praying in the name of Jesus is a declaration of his victory over sin and death. It is a powerful tool against the forces of darkness asserting the supremacy of Christ over all principalities and powers. The name of Jesus carries authority over demonic forces, making prayer in his name crucial for spiritual victory. Brothers and sisters, once again, I thank you for joining me on today, and I tell you to be bold and be confident and pray in the name of Jesus and expect it to happen. I look forward to our conversation on tomorrow, and until then, God bless.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.